Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I sure am, because we made it to Blue Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
Happy weekend, baby. Let's get to Suzanne in Graham. Suzanne, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Karen.
All right,
Steve already knows.
I know you're a cheater.
Steve already knows. Did you listen to the cheat sheet?
I did this time. I wanted to mix it up and keep Steve on his toes.
Yeah.
Can I give a quick shout out, Karen?
Of course.
Sunday, you guys were at the Rainiers game, right?
Yes.
The young lady, the amazing young lady who sung the national anthem, Lila Duffy. Her and her brother, Michael, I've known them since they were little kids, and I knew that girl was going to be a star.
She was amazing. Incredible.
They are amazing kids, both of them, and Lila has a voice like an angel.
You know who started?
I see a lot of people at the Rainiers on Friday, because the agency I work for is putting on a recovery night this Friday at the Rainiers, so... Kind of come full circle.
Very cool, Suzanne.
All right, let's stop prolonging the inevitable, and that's me beating you, Suzanne.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing along, Suzanne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of animal is a Newfoundland?
A dog.
Yes, how many ventricles does the human brain have?
3, 4, 5.
Four, yes. Who voiced Carl Fredrickson in Up?
Ed Asner.
Correct. What do you call the scientific study of Earth's atmosphere?
Geology?
No.
Pass.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis is a quote from what movie?
Billy Madison.
Correct. What planet was originally named for King George III?
Saturn?
No.
Mars?
No.
I don't know, so I'm going to say Uranus.
It is! What song is Dexy's Midnight Runners most famous for?
Oh, come on, Arlene.
Correct. What component is the main gas in natural gas?
Methane?
Yes! In a symphony orchestra, what stringed instrument does the concertmaster play?
Violin.
Yes. In what Midwestern city would you find Grant Park?
Idaho.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. Nicely done.
That's not
Suzanne.
Even a city. Idaho is not a city either.
Hey, but you crushed it. Here comes Steve Miggs.
There he is.
Hello.
I hope you were studying.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dayton in the other room, we pulled out the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, I remember those commercials back in the day. I was like, I've never been more excited about an encyclopedia before.
Oh, yeah. They did a good job selling them back then.
Are you ready, Steve?
Showtime.
What kind of animal is a Newfoundland?
A dog.
Yes. How many ventricles does the human brain have?
Three?
No.
Four?
Yes. Who voiced Carl Fredrickson in Up?
Crap. Tim Allen?
No.
Tom Hanks?
No.
That's Liam Neeson.
No. What do you call the scientific study of Earth's atmosphere?
Botany?
No.
Biology?
No.
Archaeology?
No. If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis is a quote from
Billy Madison.
Yes. What planet was originally named for King George III?
Which planet? That would be Uranus. Time.
It is. Cool. What song is Dexy's Midnight Runners most famous for?
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah. What component is the main gas in natural gas?
Come on, Eileen. Methane.
Yes. In a symphony orchestra, what stringed instrument does the concertmaster play?
The violin.
Correct. In what Midwestern city would you find Grant Park?
Let's go to Illinois.
No.
Indiana.
It's a city.
Oh, Chicago.
Yes. And with that, Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a tie.
Yeah.
8 to 8, wow. Suzanne.
Good game.
You too, Suzanne.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Carl Fredrickson in the movie Up. Have you seen the movie Up?
Yes. I can't think of who voiced it, though.
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner.
I was
thinking Walter Matthau in my head. But, yeah, that's such a good movie.
The scientific study of Earth's atmosphere, it has a focus on weather. Meteorology.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on tying Suzanne.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we have a simple question that anybody can answer. 206-803-ROCK. It is a question so simple that anyone can participate. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask the simple question after 9 Inch Nails. It is about to get a whole lot tougher to get a Washington driver's license. Beginning November 1st, if you're a first-time license applicant under 25, you have to complete a free 1-hour work zone and emergency responder safety course.
So I was like, what the hell does that even mean? It basically going to teach you how to zipper merge and other things too. But it's like, okay, you know what? I'm all for that. Because sometimes when you're driving, you watch people trying to merge and you're like, you don't understand this, do you?
And how is it so hard for people to grasp it?
Take the class. Right.
Then starting in January, 18-year-olds will no longer be able to skip out on driver's ed just because they've turned 18. So there will be a new driver's ed requirement. It's going to gradually expand, and by 2030, everyone under 22 getting their first driver's license will be required to take driver's ed.
Did you do driver's ed, or did someone else teach you how to drive?
A little bit of both. The
same. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yeah. And it leads to our simple question. And that simple question is, who taught you how to drive? Let's start with Fred and Sal on I-5. Who taught you guys how to drive?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, man.
When I was little, my dad owned a taxi company. It was called Fred's Taxi. It was out in Oak Harbor, Washington.
Awesome.
And I went around on a whole bunch of trips with him. And one night I was like, you know what? I'm going to get inside this car. I got inside this car and I started driving. I didn't know what the brake or the gas was. I punched it. I went right into the apartment building where our neighbor was taking a poop on the toilet. And after that, my dad was like, I'm going to have to teach you how to drive.
Wow. How
he wasn't
old were
like,
you?
You're grounded?
I was grounded for quite some time, yes. And it helped my neighbor poop a little bit better as well.
Oh, I bet you scared all that out of him. How old were you when this happened?
How old were you when this happened?
I was 8 years old.
Eight.
Oh, my God.
And is Sal your kid?
No, Sal is my coworker. We work for P&W Mold Control. We do insulation, and we kill mold in people's houses, and we do the insulation inside the crawl space.
Hell yeah, man.
Very cool. David in Snohomish, our simple question to you, who taught you how to drive?
So my parents didn't trust themselves to teach me how to drive, so North End High in Pennsylvania actually had driver's programs in the late 70s. So I went through a driver ed school,
yep.
A rodeo course, and on the roads and everything. I was taught by my cross-country coach, Mr. Wolf. So, yeah, they didn't trust us. So I'm all for driving training. When I was a firefighter, I had to go through EVAC training, which is emergency driving to drive a fire engine and an ambulance. So
wait, do you get to learn how to drive really at fast speeds when you do that?
No, because you can't really exceed the speed limit of more than 10 or 15 miles an hour. But you have to learn the distance and how to brake, because in an engine, you're carrying 750 gallons of water. It doesn't brake like a car.
Holy cow. Amy and Lacey, who taught you how to drive?
Hi, good morning. Happy Blue Friday.
Yeah, right back at you.
Well, I was telling Dayton, it was kind of a toss-up between my dad and my uncle way back when, growing up on the farm. All us kids learned how to drive a tractor before we could barely even walk.
Okay, that's amazing. City folks just don't get it. I love that. That's awesome.
Nope, city folk just don't get it.
That's right. Daily Mix Show. Hey, Rockaholics, we want to thank everyone who has already made a donation to Kicks for Kids. It's an awesome program where we work with the folks at Mary's Place to put brand new sneakers on local kids who are dealing with some stuff. Their families have fallen on some hard times, so we want to give them that little boost of confidence as they get ready to hit the school in the fall. Steve, who's in there making donations lately?
Big thanks to Erica Aggie, donated $100 just a few minutes ago to Kicks for Kids, and now we're over $6,500 raised. Do you think by 10 a.m. we could hit 7,000?
I think we could.
All right.
Another $500?
We just need $500 more. And thanks again to Erica and also people like Carl and Ryan. All of them donated $100 to Kicks for Kids.
Let's keep it going. Head to KISW.com and we thank you, Rockaholics.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
John Stamos took another trip around the sun. He is 63.
Where's your mind? I think I know.
63 years old, and he celebrated by posting another nude photo on Instagram, continuing the birthday tradition that he started back when he turned 60.
Have mercy.
That's you right now. You're like, have you seen the picture?
I have seen the picture.
Danny, have you seen the picture?
Oh. Danny, do you want to see the picture? Oh, it went away.
Oh, that's probably for the best. those pop-up ads, as they call them.
Hey.
Okay. I do love that there's a lot of people are like, where does belly button go? Because of the way the lighting is, it's hard to see his belly button.
But you got to use those filters when you're that old.
Well, yeah. It's because he's got all that glorious body hair, guys. But it's very strategically cropped. You can almost see a little something, but not quite.
What do they call that? The happy trail?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it quickly racked up tens of thousands of likes and, of course, many, many comments. And that means we have to go straight to those comments.
Yeah, we found a bunch of those comments. And I was like, well, who could read them?
Please tell me it's like Bob Saget.
There's no robot Bob Saget. There was no robot John Stamos. There's no
Dave Coulier?
Of course, there's not one of him. So I'm like, okay, well, what other... Is there a famous Jesse? Because he was Uncle Jesse. And so I found a famous Jesse who I think a lot of people back in the day saw shirtless who do not want to see shirtless anymore.
Jesse.
Former wrestling superstar, governor of Minnesota, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Uh-huh.
It's a stretch. I get it. But we have Robot Jesse reading the comments about John Stamos taking his shirt off for his 63rd birthday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Happy birthday, my first crush ever. Still killing it. Glad you're doing well. Keep it up, okay?
I don't know if we want him to keep it up.
I do.
Okay, yeah, you do. Yeah, he is. I mean, the picture looks, he's in great shape.
I'm very impressed.
He's a handsome man.
He is.
I don't think that's really you behind the phone, but happy birthday anyway.
Wouldn't that be funny if he found like a body double?
That would be amazing. But
John said, I almost said Jesse. Uncle Jesse's got a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. So that would be tough.
I mean, with AI, I guess you could do anything.
You could replicate anything.
Or maybe he even like used one of those apps where you could kind of like fix your body shape.
Or maybe he's wearing one of those t-shirts that makes it look like you have your shirt off.
Or maybe he just did the hard work and he wants to show it off when he's 63, which we should applaud.
That could be.
Okay.
You and Lenny Kravitz are raising the bar on how to age. Have mercy.
Yes, have mercy.
I agree.
Have mercy.
I forgot that was his thing. Whenever he saw like a hot chick on Full House, he was just like,
have mercy.
We should bring that back.
Okay.
All right. Here's our next comment about John Stamos, shirtless on Instagram.
I am starting to feel a full house in my pants.
Okay. Have mercy.
It is a nice photo.
It seems like guys and women are enjoying this picture.
Everyone can appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did Aunt Becky approve of this?
I don't think she did. No, I think she's busy doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Didn't she get in trouble for something?
She did. Wasn't it something to do with like university money
or
something?
Yeah. Paying money for her kids
to
get in.
That's right. Yeah. Did she go to jail?
I think she did. Have mercy.
Have mercy.
Uncle Jesse? More like uncle. Yes. See. Happy birthday.
Okay. Yes, see.
Yep.
That was from Taryn, oddly enough. That was cool that you commented on his Instagram page. Yeah.
Not Uncle Jesse with the thirst trap. My wife liked this post, too.
It is. I don't know what that weird sound was at the end of that, Uncle Jesse Ventura. It is funny whenever you see something on Instagram, you're like, oh, I want to, like, I'll see something funny, like, in the world of pop punk. I'm like, oh, I got to send that to Danny. And then I look on there, and it's the first name is liked by Danny V. Okay, well, I guess I don't need to send it to him after all.
His algorithm's taking care of him.
So imagine you see this naked or shirtless picture of Uncle Jesse, and then your wife is liking it.
Oh, my God.
I saw Brad liked it.
He probably did.
All I can think about is, what would Bob say right now?
Hmm. I wonder what Bob would say. Let's check.
I used to suck for coke. I seen him.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what he would say. One of the greatest scenes ever from Half Baked.
God, love it.
Yeah, Bob Saget, may you rest in peace. Mm-hmm.
You angled the camera all wrong. We want to see the full house. Okay, I'll see myself out. Happy birthday.
Okay, at least they recognize that was a bad one.
It was.
These are comments about Uncle Jesse. John Stamos takes his shirt off. I guess it's a yearly tradition. I didn't even realize this. But he's 63 years old and he looks incredible.
I think he should make it a weekly tradition.
Oh, gosh.
This is gross. You are an elderly man. Maybe you should grow up. Disgusting.
That was from me.
Oh, my God. Okay, 63 is obviously the new 43.
Well, the way he looks, it's the new 23.
Dude, for real.
I don't think I ever had that kind of a physique. I'm still trying to get there.
Good for him.
It's amazing. All right, one last comment about Uncle Jesse taking his shirt off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I shouldn't be referring to you as Uncle Jesse any longer with the thoughts going on in my head. More like Daddy Jesse.
Yeah.
That was from Taryn. Again, another one from T-Dog.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
The Daily Mix Show.
What in the heck is a colache?
Have mercy.
Is it that?
We're going to find out during What's Trending after Weezer.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
As you pour that cup of coffee and get ready to embark on the day, you might want some information from the world of pop culture. So we are going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
AC/DC concert goers in St. Louis kind of won the rock and roll lottery with this one. The Pretty Reckless had to drop out of the opening spot for the September 8th show.
Hell yeah.
And they had to announce their replacement, the Foo Fighters.
Nice. Okay, that's pretty freaking cool.
But like, I love the Pretty Reckless.
Yeah.
But I love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, and the fact that you get to see them open for AC/DC.
Insane.
I mean, it has to be like a bucket list thing for Dave Grohl that they won. I think there was a time before, right around the COVID time, where I think they were going to play with AC/DC and it didn't happen.
Yes.
So
it's kind of a full circle moment. And I know like AC/DC has taken Pretty Reckless out on tour and they're having an awesome time. But, you know, Foo Fighters having this opportunity is so huge.
So, I mean, so what happens then? Are they doing just like an opening slot sized set, or are they going to do that? Because the Foo Fighters play forever.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be 45 minutes.
Yeah, but it's also probably not going to be 3 hours, because we've seen them do 3 hour sets.
Maybe somewhere in the middle.
Maybe funny face, and he's like, guys, I mean, this is cool and all, but we still got to get up there.
But you know, Dave's probably going to get younger. Dave's probably going to get up and jam with them too. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Competitive eating legend Joey Chestnut just added another food to his resume. He was doing some minor league baseball game in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where they were having a food eating competition, and he ended up winning and broke a record by putting down 25 kolaches. And if you were like me earlier this morning when I saw this story, I was like, well, what the F is a kolach? Here is what it is.
Kolache is a sweet yeast bread that's filled with different meats and cheeses. Traditionally, it was known as a wedding pastry that was filled with jams or preserves, but we've sort of Americanized it and put all kinds of fun things in it, like bacon, egg and cheese, pizza, barbecue. So we really try to make it fun. If you've never had a kolache, the easiest thing to say is just put it in your mouth and eat it.
Yeah, you do.
We can talk all day long about what a kolache is, but as soon as they take a bite, the story's over. They're hooked.
So I was like, you know what? Through the beauty of Uber Eats this morning, when I saw the story and about the kolaches, we ordered some from a place called Donna Queen Donuts and Delis, where I saw it on their website or on like Yelp reviews, it said tasty kolaches. I'm like, okay, this is our place. And we tried it this morning.
We did.
And they're really good.
They were amazing. I had one and a half.
It was like, me too, it was like a pig in the blanket on steroids.
Because it had the pig part had like jalapeno chunks in it too. So it was like, it had some heat to it.
Yeah, if you go to that place, you could get them either with or without the jalapenos. I recommend getting them with the jalapenos.
Jalapenos were great. It wasn't too spicy at all.
And the bread, I don't know how else to describe it. It was like, it almost gave off, for me, vibe of like the King's Hawaiian bread.
Sure.
Like that sweet bread. But it was like a pig in the blanket, but it was a giant pig in a giant blanket.
Oh,
Danny, did you like it?
It was the greatest thing I put in my mouth in quite some time, guys.
This lady's right, man.
And yeah. And Joey Chestnut ate 25 of them.
No, I don't think I could do 25.
Hell
I was
no.
I was good after one and a half. My stomach's like, you know what? That was probably a half more than I really needed to eat.
They were so good. Thank you, Steve, for introducing us to the world of kolaches.
Money well spent.
Also, turn off your mind. I think you could get down at least 10. I've seen you eat sushi before. You could get down at least 10.
All right, Dayton, get back on Uber Eats.
Let's go.
Order us another half. In fact, order us a dozen.
Surveillance cameras are a very hot topic these days,
yeah.
And down in San Diego, there's a man who tried an interesting way to share his thoughts on those flock cameras at a city council meeting, and this is the King 5 report.
A man dressed as Darth Vader took the podium, choosing to speak in favor of the surveillance cameras. He shared some interesting reasons to keep them up in the city.
Now, before we hear him, do you think he did the Darth Vader voice?
If he didn't, yeah. That would be very disappointing.
The Emperor is a fan of flock. And we must continue utilizing flock technologies so that we can follow and surveil the rebel scum. I need this so I can stalk my ex-girlfriend.
I mean, gotta give him the credit on the costume.
Yeah, he nailed it on the costume and a little bit on the voice.
We'll keep working on it. For the next meeting.
You see the people at the city council meeting behind it, like the random people are just like, what in the hell am I doing?
Fun day on the job for those guys.
Dude, I am fired up about this as this trailer just dropped on Netflix as a new documentary that's coming out very, very soon.
I paid who? I'm not just some phony fake celebrity or fictitious hero. I'm real life. I was not born Mr. T. People don't know the road I had to travel. Hear this kid who they said wouldn't be nothing. I said, Mother, I'm either the president.
This guy is a real-life superhero.
It's a Mr. T documentary.
I Pity the Fool.
I Pity the Fool, coming out on Netflix. It's going to be September 8th. It's part of like their Untold story, which is the same series that's doing the one on Reagan. Breakdancing lady, Vince Young, as well. But the Mr. T one... As a kid growing up, being terrified of Mr. T, but then falling in love with him on the A-Team. Stuff he did with wrestling, also with Rocky III.
That's going to be a must watch.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you are smart enough to beat Steve Miggs?
I pity the fool.
He has 226 wins. That was pretty good. Thank 137 you. Losses and 64 ties this year. You can call now, 206-803-ROCK, if you would like to try and beat Miggs at 850.
Pain. That's all I got.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see... Most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.